And attempting to cover for the likes of Bill Gates, his intense, and his COVID vaccinations. If you need a deeper look into the distorted mind of criminal Bill Gates and company, you need look no further than the very one that wants to depopulate the world, who now wants to make you safe by injecting his vaccinations into you and your children's bodies.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
And what is of interest here is that he and his wife have already put themselves out there as some vaccine medical authority and are acting as if they are some sort of elected representatives, when in fact they are neither licensed doctors nor are they elected representatives in any capacity whatsoever. How many times, I ask, must this virus and these criminals need to be exposed by professionals across the globe before the people take heed and understand what the end game here is?
ER doctors now, my friends that I talk to say, you know, it's interesting, when I'm writing up my death report, I'm being pressured to add COVID. Why is that? Why are we being pressured to add COVID? To maybe increase the numbers and make it look a little bit worse than it is? I think so. This is not about science, and it's not even about COVID. When they use the word safe, if you listen to the word safe, that's about controlling you. So when I talk to all my ER doctors who work in a hospital, no stake in the game, same opinion.
When you begin to look at who Bill Gates is and who his daddy was, it makes it a little bit easier as to understand where they want to bring this. Most recently, this video was sent to me, and while vetting through hundreds of messages a day, I thought this was worthy of your attention. Today's guest is a visionary pioneer in women's health, a board-certified OB-GYN, with more than 30 years of clinical experience, former assistant clinical professor of OB-GYN at the University of Vermont College of Medicine, and three-time New York Times best-selling author of Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom, The Wisdom of Menopause and Goddesses Never Age, and in 2013, Reader's Digest named her one of the 100 most trusted people in America. And in 2016, she was named one of Oprah Winfrey's Super Soul 100, a group of leaders who are using their voices and talents to awaken humanity. And in 2020, she was included in the Watkins Spiritual 100, a list of living people that make a unique and spiritual contribution on a global scale. Internationally known for her empowering approach, she embraces medicine that acknowledges the unity of mind, body, emotions, and spirit, and teaches women to create health by tuning into their inner wisdom. After decades spent transforming women's understanding of their sacred bodies and processes, she now teaches women to thrive at every stage of life. Whoa! Look at the accreditation the world has given her, friends. She has also hosted 8 highly successful public television specials, and her work has been featured on The Oprah Winfrey Show, The Today Show, NBC Nightly News, The View, Rachel Ray, Good Morning America, 2020, and The Dr. Oz Show, among many others. Her name is Dr. Christy Ann Northrup. Here is her short interview.
This COVID vaccine, can you tell what we do know about it and what you, from your experience, fear for the people that may take it?
Yes, there's never been a vaccine like this. It's an RNA vaccine. It is what's called transinfection. It will fundamentally change people's DNA. And what I don't like about it even more than the usual thing about the toxic metals that are in vaccines that make our bodies literally into an antenna with 5G. This one has the usual non-human DNA, like, you know, monkeys, maybe fetal cells, pigs, whatever. And so it begins to make us what's called chimers, C-H-I-M-E-R, introducing non-human DNA into our bodies. What is worse, though, is that there is a patent and work that they've done at MIT to make a dye and the patented, the dye is called luciferase.
BBS Radio.
And under a light, you'd be able to see who was vaccinated, who wasn't.
Gosh.
Peter Marshall, chaplain of the United States Senate from 1902 to 1949, he said, "The choice before us is plain, Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or disintegration. I am rather tired of hearing about our rights and privileges as American citizens. The time has come, it now is, when we ought to hear about the duties and responsibilities of our citizenship. America's future depends upon her accepting and demonstrating God's government." Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, "In regards to this great book, the Bible, I have but to say it is the best gift God has given to man. All the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare, here and hereafter, are found portrayed in it."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, "We shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Want to get to it? Check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Quite a few articles from contributors all over the country that are a part of the war that we are all enduring, but these are the few that are actually responding. They are like the Sons of Issachar, who knew the times, and that's exactly what they're doing. They are contributors, and they are adding to the fight that we are in today. 1 Timothy 6:12, forgive me. Also check us out over on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well, top left side of that page. If you want to call in, please do. We'd love to hear from you. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow Christ here. I want to get to this. Look at this. You see how they sell themselves? Notice over the last 4 years in your country, friends, they've been selling Elon Musk as some sort of a hero to the American people. And he is the one that's going to advocate for free speech. And then once he gets into the position of favor and he's found acceptance with the people, well, he takes position, or he occupies that position that he sold himself on. And then once he gets there, he turns on the people. This is what politicians do. This is what they all do every single time without fail. Account suspensions have tripled under X since Elon Musk took over. It's interesting because I posted this yesterday, and I want you to see this as well before we get into the main topic here. Someone had put up a post that was very accurate. It said, "So it took immigration for people to question Elon Musk. Now censorship, illegal censorship, might I add, because this person put on their meme. I guess the Baphomet suit wasn't enough. He is wearing a satanic outfit." I've highlighted this several times. Americans, you need to understand something. This is what politicians do. They become all things to all people until they get in power. And then when they do, they turn on the people that they promised to do otherwise. Okay? Again, we judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7, 16 through 20. Also wanted to kind of just go over some of the things that I may have missed yesterday, and I want to get to that, but I'm going to get to that in just a moment, because first, I want everybody to understand, in response to Pat's question yesterday from Colorado, how I personally invite these people onto the show before, you know, I take them to task, per se, if I have to. I give them the benefit of the doubt, and there's been several people that I have done my best to get on the show. But I have right here on our guest list just a list of the people that have refused to jump on the show with us. And to be quite honest with you, the names that I'm going to name off for you, if I was them, I wouldn't jump on the show neither, because they already know, friends, that they have no lawful leg to stand on. And you can rest assured all of these people, these scoundrels, know exactly who I am. Senator Chris Swedzinski, Senator Cory Booker, Senator Amy Klobuchar, these are from Minnesota, some of them, Rob Boston from American United for Separation of Church and State, does not exist constitutionally. You're going to find it nowhere in the Bill of Rights, any founding document in which we have, you're going to find the opposite. Nancy Pelosi was another one, Speaker of the House, Senator Al Franken, that creep. Terrell Clark, opponent to Michelle Bachmann for Congress. Minnesota Independent, they refused to get on board with a conversation or an interview with us. They were funded by George Soros nationwide. They are now out of lock and step. They're no longer in existence. Apparently, they attacked the wrong ministry. GLBT, the organization GLBT, doesn't exist. Council on American Islamic Relations, they refuse to jump online with us. Joel Solomny's Human Rights Campaign, out in front from Minnesota. It's a sodomite organization. They have no lawful leg to stand on, nor do any of these. Kevin Jennings was another one, Assistant Deputy Secretary for Safe and Drug-Free Schools, who advocated for a book called Queerifying the Elementary. He wouldn't jump on with us. Westboro Baptist Church, they wouldn't jump on with us. Keith Ellison, the Attorney General from the state of Minnesota, along with the governor, neither one voted in by the people of the state of Minnesota, would jump on the radio with us. Minnesota Congressman during that time, speaking of Keith Ellison, and San Francisco Police Department, Larry Brinken, all the crimes that he committed against children, he was exonerated somehow. He would not jump on the radio with us. Media Matters, Right Wing Watch, just to name a few, on top of those that have attacked this ministry, where we had invited them to jump on the radio program with us to justify their comments. They were afraid to do that. My Bible tells me we're supposed to do all things in the light. That's what we've always done since day one. And if my accusers don't want to come to me, friends, then I'm going to call them out for what they are. And that's what we've done. But we do it first where we give them the opportunity. Now, I've reached out to Candace Owens on three different occasions. Candace has done some things that I like, and there's been some questionable things with Candace Owens that are really questionable, and I can almost rest assured if Candace isn't going to jump on and do an interview with us, it might just land on the same line as with Ben Shapiro, how it is that when there's congressional hearings that they're the ones called in. Who are they in favor with? Another thing is, where is the money coming to support them, such as Charlie Kirk? He's another one. Nothing lets me through to Charlie Kirk, even contacts, friends. Charlie Kirk will not respond. Charlie Kirk only has people on that agree with him, is what I found. And interestingly enough, we're reaching out with him as well. Ben Shapiro's the same thing. Any of these conservative talking heads, friends, I mean, it's going to be real embarrassing for them, to say the least, on so many different levels when I just start to ask them basic elementary questions concerning who we are as a people and why the country's being divided. Well, what you're going to find concerning the conservatives of the day, as they call themselves, yesterday's liberals, Matthew 5:13, it's interesting to note that they're not going to have a constitutional leg to stand on. Get Mark Levin on with us, friends. Get Glenn Beck on the radio with us, friends. Get Tucker Carlson on the show with us, friends. Get Dan Bongino on the show with us, friends. Go ahead and offer any one of them a platform to jump on this radio show with us and ask simple questions as to why is it that you're driving a narrative to divide the American people. Now, that's just those that I named during the last. But the point that I wanted to make is we're not running from them. We're going to them, and we're giving them an opportunity. And if they don't want to respond, we're going to call them out. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
My family and I began listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio 5 years ago after meeting Bradley Dean and his wonderful family at an event here in Michigan. I was so intrigued with his enthusiasm and passion to share the truth that I decided I must begin listening to the daily feeding to see what these men were actually offering up. Time and time again, all I find is SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com are constantly and only pointing to the lawful truths found in our Lord's Word and expounded upon in our Constitution. I have been through some insanely rough and crazy times since becoming a boat-rocking daughter of Liberty, and the Sons of Liberty is always there, pointing towards the truth and leading in action. The Heikkila family loves this life-changing ministry, and we cannot say thank you enough.
The world is yet to see what God will do with and for and through and in and by the man who is fully consecrated unto him, D.L. Moody.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both.
That's
the
right.
Limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to get to the main topic here in just a moment, folks. But I did want to highlight the fact, I want to make sure everybody understands here that listen to us every day, that watch us every day, that we are by no means talking about people that we have not personally went to first and foremost. We give them the opportunity. And if they don't want to go ahead and take that opportunity to speak for themselves, unlike the mainstream media and their useful idiots driving a narrative without question, we're not doing that. What we're doing is we're saying, hey, listen, this is what the Word of God says in Matthew 18:15. And it's not necessarily I have a problem with you, but what I do have a problem with is the fact that you're driving a wedge between the people and you are parroting the mainstream media's narrative. That's all I really want to ask some of these people is why are you a part of that? Why is it like, for example, Candace and Ben Shapiro and Charlie Kirk, why is it that you're getting a special invitation? And why is it that you can walk with the likes of the President of the United States, that you're a part of his events and he's a part of your events? What's behind closed doors? We know Shapiro has been a part of the presidential head for a long time, regardless of who occupies the office. When he was a young man, he was playing, I believe it was his cello or his violin, playing Schindler's List to a group of people in the White House. When there's congressional hearings, he's invited to be a part of that. How come people such as myself, how come we're not invited to go ahead and be a part of that? I mean, they work for us too. And how is it that, another thing to question yourself, how is it that they're surviving censorship while everybody else is getting censored illegally on YouTube? How is it that they're going unimpeded? And it leans into what I've always said here. It's because in many cases, you're going to find that they're controlled opposition. That's exactly what you're going to find. But I want to make clear that you all understand that we're not talking about people here, friends. We're giving them the opportunity first and foremost. And if they don't take it on 2 and 3 invitations, like I'm on my third time trying to reach out to Candace Owens right now, who apparently thinks she's a rock star, I'm going to go ahead and start calling things out the way I see them. And I'm going to judge what I see concerning the fruit that's hanging on her branches. Because again, friends, you better understand that there's some special permission slip given to those three somehow or another. I'll tell you another one is Jordan Peterson. You know, it's funny. Case in point, you know, Jordan Peterson, foul-mouthed Jordan Peterson. Foul-mouthed Jordan Peterson is educating people concerning the gospel of Jesus Christ. No joke. An unconverted man teaching men spiritual lessons? Okay. God chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, right? Yeah, it's completely opposite as to what we're seeing here today. But the people go right along with it. And then when you listen to the people that go right along with it, you wonder why they're confused. You wonder why, and I'm talking to those, why you're unregenerated. Because they're not preaching the gospel. Dead men cannot preach a living gospel. The Bible says the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. They have not the spirit of God. And yet they're teaching people the gospels of Jesus Christ. Okay, you're on your own, folks. I cannot help you any further than that one. I really can't. But anyways, I wanted to make clear everybody understood it. You know, we're not trying to dim anybody's light. No, we're trying to give them the opportunity to answer for why it is that they're playing the same card that the mainstream media that they complain about, why they're playing the same card. Why are they at the table playing cards with them and parroting the same narrative? I think it's self-explanatory, especially when they don't want to jump on the show with us. Here's the other thing. I mean, we've had governors on the show. We've had representatives, tons of representatives on the show. We've had Ventura on the show. We've had the likes of Ted Nugent on the show and a plethora of others. But you know, I got to tell you what I like about the likes of a Ted Nugent and what I like about the likes of a Jesse Ventura is you already know what you see is what you get. And that's what I appreciate about them. Friends, they're not hiding any, you know, objective. They are who they are. And that's what we need more of, regardless if it's upright or not. Well, we can make that correction, but at least they're being who they are. And that's not justifying their state before God. I'm just calling it for the way that it is. Those guys get on the radio because they're not trying to hide anything. It's the same thing with Ron Paul. We've had him on the show several times. And P.S., going backwards just a little bit, rewind just a little bit to Ben Shapiro's credit, we've had him on the show as well. So, folks, I want to say this to those that watch us every day. If there's somebody out there that you feel needs to be challenged concerning what it is that they're responsible for, we would love to have them. We had Greg Locke on, and interestingly enough, he was all pro-Trump. And then we started asking him, did you know about this? And he says, well, I was never on the Trump train. And then what I did is I played a video. I was cordial, but I played a video of him talking about how Trump needs to be put back into office. And then all of a sudden, he reeled back. There's something seriously wrong with that scenario with Greg Locke, folks. A man that left his wife for his secretary, and he's got $100 million in the bank. You know something's wrong. And you know something's wrong with the world when the world invites him to be a part of the world. Okay? And then we've also had people in the church. I've invited John MacArthur. I'd love to get him on. I think he's got a lot of good things to say. He's dealing with health issues right now, but we've reached out to him. But there's also some other things I really want to attack. But I want to be respectful to John because I do believe that a lot of things that he's said have been very advantageous to the church on so many different fronts. So again, I just want to go back. And we also had another guy, and I always lose this guy's name in thought, and I don't know why, but I had him on the show. He's from the generation of the hippies. They're a bunch of antinomianists. But I've seen the guy's giftings in operation, which means he's probably operating backwards as to what his giftings are. Mario Murillo, we had him on as well. We tried to get Jim Baker on. He's a friend of a friend, and so we've been trying to work on getting him as well, who's been converted, saith he, concerning what took place back in the 80s with him and Tammy Faye Baker. But I just want to make clear that we are always trying to get the people that we're basically calling out, or we coincide, we're aligned with. And I'm not going to pull any punches in the process of doing that. I'm not going to disrespect the word of God to appease man. No, it's always going to fall the other way around. Again, just making clear everybody's on the same page, okay? I want to show you this. This is what the new thing is with the American people now tolerating. This is Utah State University's women's dorm has allegedly showed a transgender individual, Deuteronomy 22, verse 5, individual as a dorm mom, a man dressed as a woman as the dorm mom, turning a supposed safe haven for female students into a nightmare of what they call wokeism that threatens the safety of female residents. Here, no, let me just give it to you, ignorant ones. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. What does it say right after that? I just want to make sure everybody understands the first thing that's highlighted when it talks about Hosea 4 and then the following scripture. What does it say? Hosea 4, 6. What does it say? It says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. What's the first thing he said after that, the Lord? Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Christian, right? A peculiar people. Seeing thou hast forgotten what? The law of thy God. There it is right there. Folks, you do realize that this is a felony. You do realize that a man dressed as a woman being accepted in a university's women's dorm is a crime. It violates our law. And furthermore, aside of that, where are the men in this Utah university to take care of this man that wants to make a prey of their women? It is, look at me, read my lips, and I'm not going to say no new taxes. I am going to say it is against the law, Americans. You have to be the law and enforce the law, okay? That's how you teach men to fear God. Teach them to fear the consequence of violating his moral law. We are premised on God's law in this country. It's called common law. It is the Torah. It is canon law. It is the Pentateuch. Are we all on the same page? I get so sick and tired of watching ignorant people post such posts as that, and they sit back and say, can you believe it? This is supposed to be our safe place, and yet they're letting men dressed as women come up in here, and instead of calling them predators and law violators, transgressors, criminals, what do? Oh, they're woke. Can I ask you something, friends? Who are they parroting? The mainstream media. It's like when they talk about the illegals that are being allured in by treasonous individuals in the halls of government throughout federal and state governments. Isn't it interesting that the mainstream media teaches all of you useful idiots that they're undocumented, not illegals? You know what I'm saying? So what do? They're just running roughshod over the top of the law in hopes of desensitizing you and dumbing you down. Folks, do you realize that 95 to 98% of what your federal and state governments are doing today on so many fronts concerning corruption, do you know that it is unlawful? They don't have the authority to do so. They have never been given the authority to do so. They're assuming authority, and they assume the authority because the people at large don't know the difference. That falls to the people. They're only doing what you're letting them get away with. We'll be right back. The law of the land. The general misconception is that any statute passed by legislators bearing the appearance of law constitutes the law of the land. The U.S. Constitution is the supreme law of the land, Article 6, Section 2, and any statute to be valid must be in agreement. It is impossible for a law which violates the Constitution to be valid. This is succinctly stated as follows. Marbury versus Madison, all laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. Where rights secured by the Constitution are involved, there can be no rulemaking or legislation which would abrogate them. Miranda versus Arizona. President Theodore Roosevelt was right when he stated that the things that will destroy America are prosperity at any price, peace at any price, safety first instead of duty first, the love of soft living, and the get-rich-quick theory. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
My name is Joe Spera, and I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. At first, when I heard Bradley say he was a boat rocker, I thought the comment to be out of place. But by listening regularly to his message, I realized that was really a badge of honor. I support Bradley and his family as they deliver a message of truth.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. God calls to the Christian churches today. It is to come forth from their hiding place. Just as Elijah came forth and meet the king, declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ. John G. Lake. E.M. Bounds was correct when he stated that God's church is a militant host. Its warfare is with unseen forces of evil. God's people, he said, compose an army fighting to establish his kingdom in this earth. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is, said E.M. Bounds, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross. The army of God is its defense, and prayer is the added power that crowns it all. Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com. Okay, so I want you to see this. Now, by the way, if you want to call in, please do sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe before it's news.com. Subscribe. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I want you to see this. And I want you to put this up in the face of the last 4 years. Let's just go to the extent of it. The last 4 years of my life. How much time I have spent warning the people. I hate saying the word forgive me. I really cannot stand when I say I sound like Ilhan Omar or Bill Gates. Forgive me for acting like a knucklehead in all sincerity. But what I do want to say is I have exhaustively over and over and time again, day after day and week after week and month after month and year after year, have exhaustively warned the American people and those that listen to us in other countries to beware of what the government's responsible for. And it's one of the things that I've seen since the very beginning. When a government comes in and says to you, it's for your health, this is what they've used time and time again. The devil has nothing new in his bag of tricks. Ecclesiastes 1:9, read it. There's nothing new under the sun. When they come and tell you it's about you, you better look the other way, especially when it comes from a government that murders its own children, and especially when you have 350 million people that give them permission to go ahead and illegally sanction what God clearly condemns. Proverbs 6:17, Sixth Commandment, Exodus 20. I mean, the list goes on. 2 Kings 24, verse 4. Put that up against Numbers 35, 33 if you want appeasement. But I have continuously warned the American people. You know what? As a matter of fact, there's even some people that I know and I thought better of that I warned them and warned them and warned them, and they were in complete agreement with whatever I said, and I gave them reference the way that I do to you. I'm not just pulling this out of my pockets, friends. It's what I've been since day one. If there's anything that I can say, and anybody that knows me can say about Bradley Dean, the guy's a backwatcher. I've been a backwatcher my whole life. And I'm even willing to take the shots, even when they're not mine, the reproaches of men, even when they don't belong to me, if it saves their life. But there's been people that I've warned over and over again, had conversations with over and over again, agreeing with everything that we were talking about, knowing that the government is trying to get at the people, and then only to find out a month later, they went out and they got the experimental jab. And again, what it comes down to is, who did they fear the most? Did they fear God, or did they fear corruption? Hey, can I ask you something? Has the government ever given anything away free? No. You know what's even worse than that is the American people. There's a lot of ignorant ones in this country that actually believe that when the government gives it, they believe somehow or another that they have their own checking account, and then they go ahead and sign a check, and then they go ahead and give it to whom they will. No, they're getting that money from us, and in many cases, more than not, they're stealing our money and then reallocating it into bureaucracies that they mean to uphold and to keep alive. And that was one of the things that took place 4 years ago when it came down to this whole pandemic, this created crisis. That's all you had to do is follow the pill and the jam, follow the money trail. They create the problem, they play the problem solver. Who paid for all the pharmaceutical companies? You did. And isn't it interesting? The government was doing commercials trying to sell to the people, and I'm saying the people that represent the government, right? We're trying to go along with the pharmaceutical company saying, hey, listen, come on in and get your free shot. It's not free. It's not. There's nothing free. See, this is what's terrible about these knuckleheads that you're allowing to remain in office, friends. They're stealing your money. They're driving a national deficit because they want to create a broken system where everything is dependent upon the state. But see, those that are in the state trying to create that system without God, they're going to get exactly what they sowed into. He who sows to the wind will reap the whirlwind, because when the money runs out, then who are they going to dictate? They self-inflict. Do you understand? And that's exactly what's happening right now. But I want to go to the people that had the opportunity. And highlighting what I just told you, how much time I have taken on my platform to warn the people concerning the experimental bioweapons and who was behind them and how they were calling for depopulation and how they're repeat criminals and how these agencies that have been set up were going bankrupt until the government stole our money and gave it to the pharmaceutical companies and then took bribes under the table, getting a little kickback, friends, at the expense of over 20 million people that have been genocided to date. It's all over the internet. All over. And now what do you have? You have a guy that's being ushered back into the People's White House that was responsible for opening the floodgates. And don't sit there and tell me he had nothing to do with it. He's still trying to sell the experimental jabs, as did we find out from Catherine yesterday, that Donald Trump is the one that actually signed over $10 billion to what? To depopulate the planet. Here, I want you to see it, lest you think it's me saying it to you. Catherine Austin Fitz, Trump put $10 billion into a program to depopulate the U.S. And how many memes I see today where people are saying, oh, it's almost over. The nightmare's almost over. Biden and Kamala Harris are almost over. Gosh. People are scary. People are scary. They know that he got in there through voter fraud, and they tolerated him for 4 years. And while his tag team partner, Donald Trump, was, you know, making sure that he created enough domestic insurrection where 1,200 people would end up in prison over the last 4 years because of something that took place on January 6th, where those people were allured, they were led, they were entrapped, and then they were imprisoned. And they're still there today. And what's the political scheme here? Well, you know, if Donald Trump gets into office, he's going to go ahead and liberate all those people. Wait a second. The media told us that he was the leader of the coup. How come he didn't go to jail? No, he just made $1.6 billion off the stupidity of the American people that supported him and ushered him back into the people's White House. Well, he now surrounds himself with nothing but accomplices to the pandemic that they all created together. And guess what, Americans? I'm here to tell you things aren't going to get better. You can like it. You can lump it. It matters not. That wave is coming in, man. And it's coming in fast. If you look at who his appointees are, friends, every single one of them are accomplices to the crimes that have taken place against human beings across the United States and the world at large. But here's what I want to get to. Daily Mail highlighted this. This is a headline. I want to read it to you for those that are driving. We have lost loved ones. We have been left disabled, and we've even been diagnosed with cancer after taking the COVID vaccine. But no one will take our heartbreaking experiences seriously. You see what happens, folks? People wait until it happens because they don't understand that the Lord is a backwatcher in a huge way. Do you not understand that the Word of God teaches us that prevention is better than cure? Yep. Yep, that's what it teaches, folks. And is it what the people take heed to? Nope, they don't take heed to anything until it happens, and then they begin to listen. So I wrote an article, "Those Who Refuse to Take Heed Pay Careful Attention to the Warnings That Have Been Given by Millions Across the World, Telling Them the Dangers of This Bioweapons and the Criminal Records of Those That Were Advocating It and Selling It to the People." They didn't want to listen to those warnings. And now, somehow or another, they're playing the victims. Did you hear what I said? Now they're playing the victims. Here, I want to say this. Psalm 19:11 tells us, "Moreover, by them is thy servant warned." Of what? Where's the life of the flesh, friends? Leviticus 17:11. It's in the blood. Where does the experimental bioweapon go? In the blood. Those that want to depopulate, what do they want to do? Bill Gates said, if we do a better job, he said, with vaccinations and the murder of children, he also highlighted, we can lower the world's population. Of course, the mainstream media tries to denounce that, but I played that video for you where he said it without me omitting or adding anything to. He clearly said what he said. And you know he clearly said what he said, and he's on his game again, getting ready to do it again, because the American people at large, even those that haven't taken it, are daring the justice of God by not taking heed to his commandments and holding those that advocated this genocide worldwide accountable for their crimes. And what do you think's going to happen if you fail to deal with the corrupt? They're going to do it again. They're going to do it again and again and again and again. And every 10 years in this country, there's some major crisis that's created, only to find out the government that was in place during the time of that crisis lied to us once again. Over and over and over again. And then when someone stands on the line saying, hey guys, look at this is what they did before. You know what they do? They mock guys like me. They laugh at guys like me. They say I'm a conspiracy theorist until it comes to pass. And now that we're here, I'm waiting for all of those apologies. The number's 281-845-4704. Am I really looking for an apology? No, you know what the greatest apology would be? At least to me, that you opened your eyes and you corrected the wrong. I'd be so happy for you, and that would be all that would be required on my end, that you just took heed. You spared yourself. You obeyed the Lord first and foremost. You spared yourself. You spared your children. And then on top of that, when you got your feet on the ground, you took them to task, and you held them accountable for their crimes. I don't care if they say that they're indemnifying themselves or they're impervious to the consequences. I don't care what they say. I care what the people have to say, because it's now time for you to stand up and be counted. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I just want to tell you, I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism. If you feel like you need a shot of good old-fashioned patriotism today, get out and hear Bradley Dean. You won't hear a better speaker.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
My name is Joe Sparrow, and I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. At first, when I heard Bradley say he was a boat rocker, I thought the comment to be out of place. But by listening regularly to his message, I realized that was really a badge of honor. I support Bradley and his family as they deliver a message of truth.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment. Yep, it's the fastest hour on national radio. 281-845-4704. Let's get back to this, because we're talking about those who refuse to take heed to the warnings that I've been given for 4 years are now somehow or another playing the victims again. Okay, and I'm not trying to be cold. I'm not trying to be insensitive. But how do you help the people that don't help themselves? Share this, please. The Daily Mail recently reported we have lost loved ones. Yep, we all have. We see it all around us. We've been left disabled. Some have even diagnosed with a turbo cancer after taking the what they call the COVID vaccine. Yeah, I want you to remember something, friends. These are the people that don't believe the media. Romans 1:18, they hold the truth in unrighteousness. They say they don't believe it, but when you go into their house, you're on the phone, or you see what they prefer, guess what they're watching? Fox News. Who went right along with it? For the most part. But here we have all these people now stating that they've been diagnosed with cancer. These are the ones that have lived. Daily Mail reported patients whose health has been ravaged after taking COVID-19 vaccines are calling for more support as the government faces paying out tens of millions in damages. Almost 17,000 claims for disability damages, this is overseas, by the way, have now been submitted after new information emerged about the potential risks, including blood clots. Oh, maybe you haven't seen this. Here, I need to show you this. I got to divulge everything to you, friends. I really do. It's important that I do, because I always want you to understand to the extremity that these people mean to bring harm. The extremity. And I think a lot of people understand that first and foremost, especially those that didn't take heed to the warnings. And again, I'm not saying that to backhand you, not to kick you to the curb, but you had the opportunity to listen to 1,000 people. You didn't do your due diligence. You went and took it for face value, coming from a repeat criminal like Bill Gates, or that of a politician, or that because you didn't think he would do it. How many times have I told you that's why they do it? Because you don't think they'll do it. That's why they do it. Or that of the likes of Anthony Fauci. Here, do you guys know what these clots look like? Here, let me show you what these clots look like. Oh, did I hurt somebody's feelings online? I'm sorry. You know, maybe if you'd have listened to the truth in the first place, you wouldn't be feeling like you're getting beat up right now. You know, truth demands a response. And if you refuse the truth, you have to, what? You have to drink in the consequence. Oh, Bradley, you're just cold. You're just cold. Not at all. Not at all. I'm not going to sit there and place sympathy for the devil when people want to take heed to his voice over and over and over again. If there's anything I know about the Lord, I said it last segment, and I'm going to say it again. The Lord is a back watcher. And if you don't want to listen to that, that's fine. Read Luke 13:34. You're going to find out exactly what I'm talking about. Look at this clot. This is found in a man's body who died suddenly. Some are saying it was some form of an antenna that was being created inside of his body. You're starting to hear more of that. I'm not going down that road right now. I'm just showing you the effects of those that have taken these experimental jabs. You know, isn't it interesting? The people don't know where to go. Again, here's the sheep. Encouraging the wolves again. Oh, you know, with all these damages, 17,000 claims. Yeah, okay, so they want to take an indulgence rather than demanding justice upon the heads of those that promoted the said experimental bioweapons in the first place. Well, guess what you're going to get? You're going to get it again. Here, let me show you this. I don't know if you've seen this or not. This is Ursula von der. And she is talking and selling to the people how the over 500 million children need their shots by Bill Gates. So this is still going on. They're still promoting this. And yet people are complaining about being the victims of the said experimental jabs, again, because they didn't want to listen to the warnings. Listen to it again, friends. They're re-engaging.
A healthier world. And vaccination is our best chance to do this. Vaccines have saved.
Do you think that these people should not be held accountable for their crimes?
Millions of children are still at risk. They need vaccines.
Millions of children are still at risk. They need vaccines. These Judases have sold their souls for money. This is recently. They're re-engaging. When you sit in a restaurant, that's all you see is pharmaceutical commercials talking about how you need to go get your free shot. You paid for that shot. They stole your money and they sold you a crisis. Okay, I'm just going off all these claims of these people that have been damaged, that are still alive, fortunately, right? Experts have said that the benefits of taking COVID vaccines significantly outweigh the side effects as they prevent the spread of disease and reduce serious complications. Well, they're accomplices to the crime, friends. You all well know that. And you know, furthermore, so do they. They know that. We shared that information with you 50 times over the last 4 years. How they're being incentivized to diagnose you with something that doesn't exist. And even when you die, they're supposed to be diagnosed by the mortician that they attribute their cause of death to that of COVID. And then they get incentivized. I just seen a meme today where $48,000 was given to every hospital where they lost a patient due to COVID. Wow, that's crazy. Especially when they were going out of business before that, right? Look at this. Jennifer Furno, 38, from a certain part of her country, suffered a blood clot on her lung before ultimately being diagnosed with a T-cell lymphoma, a form of blood cancer. Oh, the list goes on. Turbo cancer, this, that, and the other thing. Brain cancer, cutting off their limbs, clots in their heart. They fall over dead suddenly. Strokes. Oh, the list goes on, friends. And the people just, they don't know where it came from. Well, they were totally fine until they took heed to those that were selling the poison to them in the first place. And then once they took heed to them, they took heed to the wrong voice, obviously. And what'd they do? They suffered the consequence. Because they didn't want to listen to the word of God. Now, again, I want to say this in ending. I don't understand that people on a worldwide scale were being illegally censored by big tech, Facebook, YouTube. I get that, right? But I still dug in. And I'm talking about concerning the doctors and the people who are doing their best to warn them. It wasn't difficult to find. There was enough people warning the other people. But I want to tell you what, a majority of the people that went along with it, they wanted a permit back to the city because they think somehow or another that those representatives in our government, and I'm talking about America, that it's the government is theirs to give their freedoms, our freedoms. It's theirs to give on their permission and only on their permission. No, not at all. Again, our rights come from God. They don't come from the rights of scoundrels, our representative scoundrels. I mean, folks, these people that took the shot, did they not consider the source of who is selling and profiting from the pandemics? No, they didn't care. They wanted to be a part of everybody else, right? Everybody else was doing it. No, they didn't, and no, they weren't. The mainstream media kept bolstering numbers and statistics to get you to believe that everybody was doing it, so you were the only one that didn't do it. They were polarizing you, and you took the bait. Nope. Again, friends, I got a question concerning what I'm talking about right now. Are these people that sold this to you, are they not to be held accountable for their crimes? When all the while, they knew exactly what they were doing? Hey, folks, again, I'm not saying what I'm saying today because I'm being insensitive. But how is it that this information that I'm sharing with you even now was overlooked by these people that took it? Did they not do their own due diligence on such an important issue and decision such as this? Did they think that government and big pharma were looking out for them, really? Or were they deceived into thinking that they were just doing their best? Remember, it came as another expedient move on the behalf of government. That's how tyrants work. We better hurry up and do this. Yep, that's what they wanted to do. And then once they seen the people put the masks on, that's all they needed, because then they seen the green light. And what they do right after that, they started to push the shot. It's exactly what they did. And the sheeple gave the wolves permission to do so. I want to say over the last 25 years of this ministry, I've been doing nothing but what I'm doing right now, blowing the trumpet, Ezekiel 33, verse 3. It begs me to ask the question, how is it that now that these people have become the victims, though they are victims of the lies and crimes committed by big pharma and corrupt government worldwide, but how have they become the victims when they refuse to take heed to the warnings? How do you help a people who refuse to help themselves? And for those that have taken heed, I want to say this. I want you to listen to this. Those that have taken heed, they received the reward that the promise was given. And I'm talking about they received the reward that the Lord gave unto those that took heed, right? They don't have to worry about all the side effects because they didn't allow them to inject a bioweapon into their body. Folks, sincerely, I love you by what I do. But you know what? Sometimes hard truths need to be told so they learn the lesson so it doesn't happen again. Folks, I'll tell you what. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore,